This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And that was a beautiful song on MUT Radio, Shaping Only the Future. The time now, it is exactly 21 minutes to 9 o'clock, which is the last hour of the weekend breakfast. And then after that, we are going to be giving you more music. But now we have the leader in the agricultural sector. I decided to just grab a conversation with him, because today, as you know, that we are celebrating a National Farmers Day. Yes, it is the National Farmers Day that was established lapana in 1973 in the United States, just to appreciate the hard work and contributions of farmers and agricultural workers, to also raise awareness about agriculture and farming. So joining us on air today is Mr. Kulegani Masango, renowned entrepreneur and thought leader in agricultural sector, as the leader and CEO of Agricultural Services and Farming Pty Ltd. Mr. Masango will share valuable insight on agriculture and farming. Mr. Mabaso, good morning and welcome on MET Radio. Sikonanjan. No, we are just good. We are just good. Maybe just to give us more, who are we speaking with on MET Radio? Just to give us more details, ukuthi mhlambe ubani lo sikhuluma naye, uqhamuka kuphi nendawo, and igalelo lakhe. What is he doing actually?
Okay. Igama uKhulekani wakwaMasango.
Yeah.
Ngikhulele kwaSalimana, ngafunda khona primary to high school, and then later on I moved to primary school to study paramedics. Ngasebenza as a paramedic iminyaka nembalwa, waphela umsebenzi, and then ngasengena ngosuthu to study agriculture after imangosuthu, and then ngasengivula umsebenzi and farming okunye ngokwabo amantombazana.
Yeah. Mhlambe nje Mr. Masango, just to keep the ball rolling, ukuthi nje uzizwa unjani nani you are being honored in the unyakeni in the country, ukuthi they've decided to appreciate your hard work and contribution as ama farmers. Mhlambe nje, how do you feel about that?
Angeke ngize ngithi ngiyajabula or mhlampe into engithusayo.
Yeah.
Kahle kahle kuncane.
Yeah.
Yabo, uma ngabeka kanjalo. Ama-farmers should be promoted every day because it is every day. And imisebenzi ayikho. We should be promoting kahle kahle ukuthi wonke umuntu ayitshalele every day. One day is not enough, yabo. But I'm happy and ngoxhaphe kuzobagqugquzela abanye nabo bekuthanda kahle besaba. Because abantu abaningi, we feel like, especially youth, we feel like if we farm or if we chala, we're going to be able to do that. We're going to be able to do that. Of course, there's anything we feel like. But if we could be to promote it, then I feel like about the money, but we're going to be interested in that. That's good for you.
Wow. Mhlambe nje there is someone who's listening to the weekend breakfast. We are facing a ukutshala, but into inkinga umhlabathi wakhe awuvundile ngalendlela yena mhlambe afisa ukuthi uvunde ngawo. Mhlambe nje just to give more tips on those people ukuthi yini ongayenza just to make umhlabathi wakho ube muhle ngalendlela ofuna ukuthi ube muhle ngayo. Iziphi indlela angazisebenzisa?
Oh, okay. So umhlabathi uma ufuna mhlampe ukutshala kuwona, ungatshala zezinto ey'ningi kakhulu. Kosomele umhlabathi ukuthi ayivumeli vele sidala ukuthi utshale khona ukudla, and then mhlampe lo mhlabathi ngosebenzisa ukuthi udlele khona imfuyo yakho. But you can also, indawo ungakwazi ukuthi uyekhe ilale for a year, automatically iyazi-repair yona kubuyele esibeni ifuke wangatshala next.
Yeah.
Then after a year, if we have to nutrients are going to be and also, the advisor who is going to
Yeah.
So, we want to see
okay. mhlambe nje more challenges mhlambe ongawa nikeza any organization that are currently facing, mhlambe nje what challenges that the agricultural sector is currently facing, and how is your organization addressing them to ensure food security and economic growth?
Okay, so ama challenges amaningi. The main one is funding.
Yeah.
The money is the weather.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't, because the same thing happened to food. Few weeks from after. So, I'm not happy that I have to sell food. But it's only if it's a similar to you, then what I tell them, I am a habit. And then a week later, then to see my flag.
No, thank you so much. Yes, ngibone some other people, like if bechale amakheroti ngibone sebemboza ngoplastiki, omunye uthothi uzomboza ngoplastiki abamnyama, omunye amboze angazi, others ngike ngibone bemboza nganoma ngizothi amahlavu noma yini. But just to give more people who don't have an understanding ukuthi mhlambe kusizaphi konke lokho, if umuntu ezomboza iy'tshalo zakhe mhlambe ngoplastiki.
Okay, so umboza kanjani? Uyesebenzisa mathebe uplastiki, ungasebenzisa isaka or usebenzise umuzo khasitshani
ebomile
sekungebumile
ngakobesikubisete
emathini for-agriculture. So usually sibezele umhlabathi ekutheni uguguleke, prevent i-soil erosion, and also isize umhlabathi ukureturn moisture. So if uchelelile uyaphuza ukoma, so iy'tshalo zakho amanzi zwathola for-then also kufika ukuthi awuzochelela njalo, then if uchelele ekuseni zizokwazi ukuthi zathola amanzi, kuze kube ngafaka iy'tshalo zakho. Akufani noma zizothola ilanga direct if ungazange uboze ngalezi.
Okay, mhlambe nje because of time, Mr. Baba, so only just one question ukuthi mhlambe ke your organization ngabe nanombani uyafisa ukujoyina, or there are requirements that are required ukuthi mhlambe if you want to join your organization? Yes.
Okay, okwamanje team of five.
Yeah.
Abani la investor in emithina, some of us graduate. And then we are working towards the training, towards who could recruit some more into the business. We have told about it sometimes, so this is in the interview. As the Rabbinai, in Mariana, we have to ask a question of the monthly, but you believe we see as we grow, we're going to be able to employ more youth, especially Yasemagosu. But we keep on updating the people today to Imasam Africa and Funding to Facebook. So if ever one of my opportunities are available, or I must say, we update them.
No, ngiyaxolisa kakhulu, yazi sengibona manje ukuthi it's Masango, not Mabaso. I'm so nangiqhatha. Nangiqhatha, ngiyaxolisa kakhulu, but thank you so much, Mr. Masango, for your time. I just appreciate it, and the information that you've gave us, for sure, it will be valuable. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.